morning,
we spoke on Srila Prabhupada's special gift to this world and Srila Prabhupada's special position in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. How many of you are present here this morning? Okay, maybe I can ask the other way around. How many of you are not present here in this morning? Okay, okay. So, anyway, so this morning we spoke about the importance of Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement and how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually sent three very special personalities, to establish his Krishna consciousness movement. There, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and Srila Prabhupada. In Prabhupada, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's plan completely gets its shape. Gets a complete shape. It's Prabhupada, in a way, in this arrangement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada is the ultimate culmination. Now, what did Srila Prabhupada give? What did Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come here to give? Prabhupada simply gave what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here to distribute. And so today, we'll just discuss briefly about Srila Prabhupada's teachings, alright, and then I won't speak for very much today, but I want to invite many questions. I'll speak for about, so this class will go on till about 9 o'clock, and I'll speak for about 15 to 20 minutes, and I'll keep for about half an hour for question answers, and then about 10-15 minutes for kirtan. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give us the essence of the Vedas. And the essence of the Vedas have been presented in two scriptures, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. The Vedic wisdom, Vedic knowledge, flows through two different streams. Those two streams are known as Upanishads and the other one is Puran. Upanishad and Puran. So in the Upanishad branch of Vedic wisdom, in the Upanishad stream, Bhagavad Gita is the ultimate Upanishad. Sarva Upanishado Gabo Dugdha Gopala Nandanaha. All the Upanishads have been compared to a cow, Gavo, and Gopal Nandan, Gopal Krishna, milked that cow. Upanishad is a cow, and who milked the cow? Krishna, Gopala Nandana. And for whose sake the cow gives milk? The calf. And the calf is Arjuna. But the cow gives milk for the calf, but who drinks the milk? Human beings. So, for the sake of Arjuna, Krishna gave this Bhagavad Gita, the nectar of Bhagavad Gita, but who drinks this nectar of Bhagavad Gita? The intelligent class of people. Sudhir Bhokta. Sarvo Upanishado Gabo Jai Shri Shri Gornitai Ki Jai Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Chandra Ki Jai Jai Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani Ki Jai Sarvo Upanishado Gabo Dugdha Gopala Nandanaha Vatsa Partha Vatsa is Partha. And Sudhir Bhokta, who is a Bhokta who drinks this milk? Sudhi, those who have a very, very advanced intelligence. Bhagavad Gita and this Dugdham Gita Amritam Mahat. And the milk of the cow is Gita Amritam, nectarian Bhagavad Gita. So this is one branch of the Vedic wisdom, culminating into Bhagavad Gita, and the other branch of Vedic wisdom is flowing in the stream of Puran. And the essence of all Purans is Bhagavad Puran. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu based, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings were based on these two scriptures, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada also followed the same pattern, same course. Prabhupada also spoke or gave his teachings based on Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada, the first book Prabhupada translated was Bhagavad Gita. Because Bhagavad Gita is the basic understanding. And what is Bhagavad Gita giving? It's giving the essential spiritual understanding. Where it is beginning? How does the spiritual education begin? Where does it begin? The difference between matter and spirit. The difference between body and soul. That is where Bhagavad Gita is starting. So basically, Bhagavad Gita's initial consideration or initial teaching is difference between body and soul. Is there something called the soul? Body we know. We have this body. But a simple consideration will be, we have this body. The body is made of matter. Now look at all other matter. This chair, this pillar, this hall, not mandir. They are all made of matter. But this matter is inert matter. These are inert matter. This microphone, is it inert or living? Inert. But we are living. Our bodies are made of matter, but these bodies are living bodies. These are dead bodies. Made of dead matter, these are dead bodies. But these bodies, your bodies and my body, these are all living bodies. So what makes these bodies alive? Because of the soul. Because of the presence of the soul. And as long as the soul is in the body is alive. When the soul leaves the body, body becomes dead. To begin with, it's a dead body. Matter is dead matter. This body is made of matter. What kind of body is this? It's a dead body. So dead body became alive because the soul is dead. As long as the soul is in the body is alive. When the soul leaves the body, dead body becomes dead body. So that's the first point Krishna actually making. So deha and dehi. Dehi nashmin jatha dehe komaram jovanam jara. This body is alive and it's going through different phases, different changes. Komaram, childhood. Jovanam, youth. Jara, old age. So, deha is changing, But does the dehi change? The owner of the body change? This body, there was a Kaumaram, 5-year-old body. At that time, how was the body? Little body. Then Jovanam, it became 25 years old. How is this body? 25, 30 years old body. Fully grown up body, big body, handsome body, beautiful body. But then Jara, old age, 60, 70 years old. Body is different. The 5-year-old body, 25-year-old body, 75-year-old body. Let's just make a simple calculation. Won't it be three different types of bodies? Deha is changing. But Dehi, the owner of the body, is the same. Like if I ask you, 5-year-old you, 25-year-old you, and 75 when you become, will you be the same you? Although the body will be different. So Krishna makes that point. Dehi remains the same. Tatha dehantara prapti. At one point, the dehi will leave the body and take up another body. So this is how Krishna actually established the difference between deha and dehi. That means difference between body. Who is the dehi? Those who know, please raise your hands. And who is the dehi? Right. Why didn't all the hands go up? Okay, let's see. Who is the dehi? No, I wanted you to raise your hands. Okay. So you all accept that the soul is the proprietor of the body. Now, does the soul ever die? Aja nitya shashvato ayam purana. Aja, unborn, the body, the and nitya. This soul never dies. Soul is eternal, soul is immortal. Then the next question is, where does the soul come from? The soul comes from the Supreme Soul, Krishna. Mamai vansa jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. And then Krishna is pointing or making the difference between material nature and spiritual nature. Now we have understood the soul and who is the proprietor of this. Where does the soul come from? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Where does the Supreme Personality of Godhead reside? Where does He reside? Does He reside in the material world? No, He resides in the spiritual world. So this is how another point is established. This is the material world, there is another world, spiritual world. And that spiritual world is Krishna's superior energy. Spiritual world is Krishna's internal potency. And material nature is Krishna's inferior or external energy. Then Krishna is pointing out that this material nature is composed of 8 material elements. This material nature is made of how many elements? 8. Out of them, 5 are gross, 3 are subtle. Those 8 elements are Bhumir, Apo, Analo, Bayu, Khang, Mano, Buddhi, Revacha, Ahankara, Iti, Angme, Bhinna, Prakritir, Ashtatha. This material nature is composed of these 8 elements, which is my bhinna prakriti, separated energy. But aparyamitastannam, beyond this inferior material nature, there is a superior energy of mind, superior nature of mind. Aparyam, this is apara, inferior, this world is inferior energy of Krishna, but prakritim vidhi me param. Krishna is saying, no, that there is another nature which is my superior energy, my internal potency. And jiva bhutan, the living entities, the souls, are coming from the internal spiritual world. And coming from the spiritual world, the living entities, the spirit souls, are trying to enjoy in this material nature, and as a result of that, they get trapped. They want to enjoy. It all started when a living entity wanted to enjoy without Krishna. Or a living entity, meaning living entity wanted to become like Krishna. So then how did it happen? Because the living entities looked away from Krishna. Krishna bohir mukh hoiya bhogoban shakare nikatastho maya tare japotiya thare. Krishna bohir mukh hoiya. Now you can see bohiranga shakti and bohir mukh. When that is separated from Krishna. When a living entity looks away from Krishna, bohir mukh. Like there are two ex. Mukh means, in Sanskrit, mukh means face. There are two expressions in this respect. Unmukh means the face is towards that. And bohir mukh, face is away from that. When you are facing Krishna, then we are fine. The trouble starts when you look away from Krishna. Just you look away from Krishna, and what happened? Nikatastho maya tare japotiya thare. The maya, Krishna's external energy, that is nikatastho, nearby. Just nearby means just next to Krishna. The moment a living entity looks away from Krishna, maya, japotiya thare, tightly grabs it. Okay, I got you now. No way you are going to get out of my clutches. So that also has been very nicely explained in our scriptures. When a living entity, which is a part and parcel of Krishna, when it looks towards Krishna, he is fine. He is in Krishna's internal potency. But the moment a living entity looks away from Krishna, it comes across Krishna's external potency. Now this external potency is apara, or inferior. Whereas the jiva bhutan, para prakriti, coming from superior energy. Living entities, spirit souls are superior energy, material nature is inferior. What happens when someone who is superior comes across his inferiors? What happens? You want to dominate that person. You want to exploit. You want to lord over. Isn't it natural tendency of the superior to dominate over the inferior? So the moment a living entity comes in contact with the material nature, immediately he develops a tendency to lord over. Now see, living entity is trying to lord over the material nature. But actually, is he a lord? Actually, he is a servant of Krishna. By constitutionally, in his constitutional position, a living entity is a servant of Krishna. Jibeh sarup hoy, Krishna nitya das. So you see, a living entity is a servant, but now he is thinking he is a master. His role changes. So that causes his false identity. False identity. I am the Lord and Master. That's the card gives a covering of false ego, ahamkar. Then with his intelligence, then he gets the covering of intelligence and he begins to think, how am I going to enjoy this material nature? And then through his mind, his consciousness flows towards the material nature all the time. Dhyate vishayan pungsha. So in this way, a living entity gets entangled or trapped by these three subtle elements of material nature. Mind, intelligence, false ego. Then according to the shape of his subtle body, he gets a gross body as a gift of nature made of five gross elements. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. So in this way the living entity gets trapped in the japoti maya tare. This is how maya tare japotiya dhare. Japotiya means tightly, like this. Bear hug. Bears are famous for that's how they. So this is how maya grabs a living entity. So this is how we got entangled in this material nature. Okay, there is a problem. We got trapped in the material nature, but there is a way out. Although daiti hesha gunamayi mama maya durattaya. This maya is my daivi maya, is my superior, is my divine potency, daivi. And she is gunamayi, she is three modes. And is durattaya, is impossible to surmount. But mame bhoje prapadante maya me tankaram. One who surrenders unto me can very easily overcome the influence of maya. Therefore, Krishna is giving the instruction in Bhagavad Gita, mame vaja prapadante, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja. Therefore, surrender unto me. Because if you surrender unto me, then you'll very easily overcome the influence of maya. Then in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna gives a very clear understanding. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna's identity has been revealed. In a very systematic way, very extensive way, starting from creation of the universe, ultimately, up to the ultimate goal of life. In 10 different stages, this absolute knowledge has been given. Atra sarga visargascha sthanam poshanam utayo mannantara ishanu katha nirodha muktir ashraya. These are the 10 aspects of Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahapurana. Sarga, creation. Visarga, sub-creation. Sthanam, planetary systems, the situations of different planets. Poshanam, how the whole creation is being maintained by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Utayo, procreative tendency. Manvantara, the reigns of different manus. Ishanu katha, the descriptions of different incarnations of the Supreme Personality of God. Then Nirodha, cessation of material bondage, mukti, liberation, and ashrayaha. After liberation comes the ultimate shelter, the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. So that is what Srimad Bhagavatam is giving. That is the ultimate culmination of the Vedic wisdom. And Srila Prabhupada has simply given this very profound knowledge in a very simple way. That's the uniqueness of Prabhupada's presentation. Prabhupada once said that his books he presented in such a way that even a child can understand. And even a scholar can become absorbed in that. Even a child can understand and the scholars can delve into it. So that is Srila Prabhupada's unique gift to this world. Through his books, through his Bhaktivedanta purports, Srila Prabhupada has given the perfect spiritual knowledge. Therefore, Prabhupada used to say, if you have any question, you can ask. If you have a question, we have the answer. Any question pertaining to a spiritual topic, we have the answer. So does anybody have any question? Those who have questions, you can ask. Well, that actually shows how stupid they are. Okay, I'll give you a simple consideration to make for yourself. There's a very, very tall building, like say Empire State Building. It's over 100 stories. And there's a staircase climbing up to 110 stories of the Empire State Building. And there's a lift also. Now which one will you take? Will you take the difficult one? Why not? Because if there is a convenient and simpler way, easier way, an intelligent thing to do is to take advantage of that. Now if there is an easier way of going back to Godhead, why should you take a difficult one? Now that's the difference. You have taken a difficult way and you don't even know how difficult it is. You know how difficult it is? Just consider the material nature. I mean, the material nature is full of universes. And mind you, we are living in a very small universe dominated by four-headed Brahma. And according to the number of heads of Brahma, the size of the universe is. For a big universe, there are 16-headed Brahmas. Even bigger universe, 100-headed Brahmas, 1,000-headed Brahmas, this is how different universes are there. Now we are staying in a small universe dominated by four-headed Brahma. This is probably the smallest universe that can be there. We are staying there. And in this universe there are 14 planetary systems. And there is one planetary system is Earth planet. And this Earth planet has varshas. And the middle part of the planet is Bharatvarsha. Right? And this is surrounded by the saltwater ocean. So you can well imagine, In the small universe, in the smallest universe, we are living in one planet, and this planet is surrounded by saltwater ocean. Now, how many of you can swim across the saltwater ocean? Can anybody swim across India to Australia? Not even that. Just swim from Surat or Kutch to Dubai. How many of you will be able to do that? How many people can do that? You don't even have to go across from one continent to another continent. Even from within one continent, in one gulf, you cannot swim across. Now you consider the universe is floating in the causal ocean, in an ocean of cause. All the universes are floating. And beyond that causal ocean is Brahma Jyoti. Beyond that Brahma Jyoti is Vaikuntha planet. Try to swim across. You want a difficult process? Go ahead. Try it. Now, it's difficult to swim across, but if you get into an aeroplane, how long does it take? Is it difficult to go to Europe from here or to America from here? Why not? Because the vehicle is going to carry you. Right? Now, what will an intelligent person do? Will he try to swim to America or will he take a plane to America?
Yes.
Why? Yeah, because it's easier to go. So now if we say ISKCON is the transcendental aeroplane, all you have to do is just sit here and this will take you to the spiritual sky. Not only to the spiritual sky, the topmost region of the spiritual sky, Golok Vrindavan. So that's why if you tell them, who speaks like that, that this is what, this shows how intelligent ISKCON devotees are. So please consider what you are trying to do and what we are doing. What's the difference? And although you do not have you didn't have the understanding, but consider it. Use your intelligence. You got a human body. You got developed intelligence. Use your intelligence and see what you should do to fulfill this wonderful opportunity to achieve the ultimate success of your existence. Quite a few questions here. Let me see. Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. Maharaj, what are the most important things which sadhaka should focus to advance in devotional service, bhakti? What is the most important thing? Okay, bhakti has navadha, 9 aspects. Out of these 9 aspects, which one are the most important? Shravanam and Kirtanam. And where does the Shravanam become possible? In the association of devotees of the Lord. Therefore, Shravanam. In order to have Shravanam and Kirtanam, you have to stay in the association of devotees. And what is the best way to Shravanam? Listen to Srimad Bhagavatam. And what's the best engagement in the association of the Supreme, the association of the devotees of the Lord? Serving the Supreme Personality of God. Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. Maharaj, Lord Chaitanya's fundamental teaching
is that that living entity is eternal, servant of eternal servant of Krishna. But this clear explicit understanding of being servant of the Lord is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. I didn't get this very clearly mentioned as simply Mahaprabhu has put it.
Yes.
Bhagavad Gita may not have directly said that, that to become the servant, the constitutional position of a living entity is that he is the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when you come across a born, but he has done that in a subtle way. But the subtle understanding of Bhagavad Gita will be revealed to you when you come across a qualified teacher. Qualified teacher actually explains that how your position is like that of a servant of Krishna. That the living entities are parts and parcels of Krishna. Krishna is pointing out that he is the source of everything. And then Krishna is pointing out time and time again that the living entity should submit himself, surrender himself. So when you surrender, then what you become? When you surrender, then do you become the Lord and Master or you become the servant? So in Bhagavad Gita, has it been pointed out that the living entities are eternal servants of Krishna? Krishna is pointing out the difference between him and the living entities. In the fourth chapter, Krishna pointed out to Arjuna. Krishna told at the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, after the third chapter, where he spoke about Karma Yoga, he said, I give this knowledge to Vivashvan. Imang Vivashvate Yogam Praptavana Homapvayam. I give this knowledge to Vivashvan. Then Vivashvan gave it to his son, Manu. Vivashvan Manave Prahu. Manu gave it to his son, Ikshaku. Manu Ikshaku Ve Abrabit. Evang Parampara Praptam Imam Rajarshayavidhu. But Sakalene Ho Mahata Yoganashtu Paranto. Saevayang Mayateadya Yoga Prakta Puratana Bhaktosi Me Sakhacheti Rahasam Diye. So he is pointing out, here he is saying, Bhaktosi me sakhacheti. So Bhakta is the master or the servant? Again. When he is saying that you are my devotee, that's why I am giving you the knowledge. So again Krishna, isn't he pointing out that you are a servant of mine? Bhakta means one who is engaged in loving devotional service. So one who is engaged in service, is he? Isn't he a servant? Okay. Then Arjun had a question at that time. That you are born just the other day and Vivashvan was born so long time ago. Because Arjun is thinking that Krishna is his cousin. Until then, Arjun actually didn't know who Krishna was. He thought that he was his cousin and friend. Very intimate. So he is saying, how is it possible that you give this knowledge to Vivashvan? How can I believe? He's actually pointing out, in a way, that imang Vivashvan, he is saying that aparang bhavato janmo, parang janma Vivashvata. You are born just the other day and Vivashvan was born so long time ago. How can I understand that you spoke this knowledge? Then what did Krishna say? Bohuni me vyatitani janmani tavachargana. Many, many times you have taken birth, so did I, Arjuna. But tani aham veda sarvani, about those births I know, I remember everything. But not tan vedha paranta, but you don't remember. So this is how Krishna is actually establishing the difference between him and Arjuna. His point, then his point pointing out, Ajo Api Sanabhayatma. I am Aja, I am unborn, Abhay, inexhaustible. Bhutanam Ishvaro Api San, again. Bhutanam Ishvaro Api San, Lord of the all, Lord of all living entities. So when he is the Lord, and what are the living entities? So did Krishna say that jivas are his servants? Yes. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has spoken that. But in order to understand that, we need a teacher. That is the reason we have to study under the guidance of a qualified teacher. Every subject, although the books are there, to understand the books, we need a qualified teacher. It looks like tonight we have to go on till midnight to answer all these questions. More and more questions are coming. Okay, maybe I'll try to be quick. Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. How do we come out of the fault-finding tendency and respect all devotees, even in whom we see faults? Amanina mana. Don't try to judge others, rather judge yourself. We have a very wonderful quality to find faults. We are very expert. And the best way to utilize that wonderful quality is to try to find faults in ourselves. Instead of finding, why misuse that quality in applying it to others? Why not apply it to yourself? And that will be the perfect utilization of that faculty. Okay, Maharaj, I hear in Bhagavatam, ideal condition for a devotee is to be grateful to Lord in all conditions. Tattan tatte anukampa. And thank Lord. So how to be in that situation, because I find it difficult. The ideal condition for a devotee is to be grateful to the Lord. So that's what you're saying, that's the ideal condition. And how to become situated in that state. The way to become situated in that state is by recognizing that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is taking care of us in such a wonderful way. And be thankful to Him for everything that happens to us. Especially when we enjoy some situation, when you are happy, for our happiness, who should we think? Who should we give credit to? Who made this arrangement for our happiness? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. But sometimes we are in distressful situation. So, what should we think about those distressful situations? It's my karma. Now you see what actually happens. For the good happenings in our life, we want to take the credit ourselves. It's my credit. I got all these arrangements made. And when something goes wrong, why did Krishna do this to me? For good things, we want to take the credit. And for bad things, we want to give the blame to Krishna. Now reverse that situation. For the good things, thank Krishna, and for bad things, blame yourself. So that is the way to actually remain grateful to Krishna all the time. Hare Krishna Maharaj, can the grihasthas go back to Godhead? or higher planets only. Actually, the condition for going back to Godhead is developing our love for Krishna. Irrespective of our varna and ashram, if we develop our love for Krishna, we become qualified to go back to Godhead. It doesn't matter what ashram we are in. But higher planetary systems will depend upon a punya karma. So grihasthas also can go to higher planetary systems. Brahmacharis also can go to higher planetary systems. Sannyasis also can go to higher planetary systems if they want to. They also have the access to the lower planetary systems too. So everybody has his options open. Lower planetary systems, higher planetary systems, spiritual world. Now it depends upon you, where you want to be. If you want to be with Krishna, then you can go to him. Janti deva brata devan, pitrin jantri pitri brata. Bhutani janti bhuteja, janti majjaji no piman. So it will depend where you want to go. Where do you want to go? To the spiritual sky? Or higher planetary systems? Do you want to go to spiritual sky or do you want to be wherever there is service to Krishna? So wherever Krishna wants us to be, we'll be there. Hare Krishna Maharaj, okay. Could you please share your association with His Holiness Kamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj? Well, I will, today the time, there is not enough time to get into that because it will take a long time. Maybe some other time, please give me a reminder. I'll speak about, yes, my days with His Holiness Kamal Krishna Maharaj. Hare Krishna Maharaj, in morning class, you quoted Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. In business, you have to love money. In our case, in marketing, either for US, in business, or working for somebody, or for us in business, or working for somebody, we have to love money to earn, something to business. At the same time, we know that we have to love Krishna. We have to love Krishna consciousness. So how should we behave? Our life, or how should we balance it? Balance our livelihood in Krishna consciousness. Yeah. So now the choice is yes, you can love money. But the question is whether you love money or love Krishna. There is a choice. You want to become successful in business or you want to be successful in your devotional service? What's the answer? If you want to be successful in business, love money. If you want to become successful in Krishna consciousness, love Krishna. Again, choice is yours. While practicing Krishna consciousness for considerable time, sometimes lower tendencies disturb. How to tackle? Good question. While practicing Krishna consciousness, sometimes we become affected by the lower tendencies. When these tendencies will be there, but what is the best protection from these lower tendencies? Association of devotees. You stay in the association of devotees, the lower tendencies will disappear. Therefore, sadhu sangha is so important. On the other hand, you go to a bad association, what will happen? Lower tendencies will become a natural development. You go to a bad association, what will happen? You'll find yourself in a nightclub, isn't it? Drinking alcohol and doing all kinds of nonsense. But if you stay in a bad, good association, even somebody comes and tells you, let's go to a nightclub, will you be able to go? Other devotees will say, where are you going? Isn't it? Therefore, always remain in good association. That will give you a very wonderful protection. In Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita at some places aham, mam, etc. And some place he tells that work should be done for Mahapurusha, Lord Vishnu, due to their two things. Mayavadis or many Indians tell that you should surrender to us, not Krishna. So what these two things signify and how to answer these people with wrong understanding to avoid miseries of, avoid misuse of Bhagavad Gita. To begin with, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is warning us to stay away from Mayavadis. If you are as powerful as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you can venture to deal with them and try to convert them as he did with the Mayavadis of Kashi, Benares. But otherwise, avoid the association of Mayavadis. And I think it was Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur who said that even when you see a Mayavadi, jump into the nearest pond with all your clothes on, or a river, to take a bath. So that's how contaminating the association of Mayavadi is. So avoid them. Like, our business is to first develop our own Krishna consciousness, develop our own conviction. And then there is a question of converting others or preaching to others. So these people, the problem with these Mayavadis, they are not going to listen to you. So how can you preach to somebody who is not going to listen to you? Mayavadir bhashya sunile hoy sarbonash. How many of you know the meaning of this verse? If you listen to the commentary of Mayavadi, sarvanash. What's the Hindi word for sarvanash? Or even English word, doomed. You lose everything. Sarvanash, sarva means everything. Nash means finished. Destroyed. So that's how dangerous this association. So avoid them. If they want to concoct some meaning, the clear understanding is what? Sometimes Krishna is saying, I am. And sometimes Krishna is saying, he is using the expression. Like Mahapurusha, as we were saying, Vishnu, Ishwara, Ishwara Sarva Bhutanam Riddeshi Arjuna Tishtati. But who is the Parameshwar? Ahang hi sarva yogyanam bhokta cha prabhure vacha. So Krishna sometimes, some place may say that surrender to Ishwar or do this for Ishwar, but in many other places Krishna is saying do it, that I am the Ishwar. So what's the point, what's the difficulty in understanding who is Ishwar? Even though Krishna may say Ishwar, but the thing is, if you draw the line, if some place Krishna says that I am Ishwar and some place Krishna says surrender to Ishwar, then what is Krishna is actually saying? Isn't Krishna saying surrender to me? But he, from the point that you made, he's saying, the Mayavadis are saying, sometimes saying, Krishna is saying, I am, ahang, mam, me, surrender to me. Now let's take this point. Surrender to me. Then sometimes Krishna is saying, surrender to Ishwar. Because Krishna is contradicting, therefore you surrender to me. That's the point the Mayavadis are making. That's the point that he made in that question. So how to deal with them? So deal with them in this way. Look, at that place Krishna is saying that he is Ishwar. And at that other place he is saying surrender to Ishwar. Therefore Krishna is saying surrender to me. And finally Krishna is saying sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja. Krishna never says sarvadharman parityajyam, sarvadharman parityajya mayavadin sharanam vraja. He never said that. If he did, we would have done that. Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. Maharaj, please tell what should be my ambition in Krishna consciousness. Your ambition should be to become a very good servant of Krishna and his devotee. That is the real ambition for a devotee. That I can become the servant of the servant of the servant of the Supreme Lord. Just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself said, Nahang vipra nacha narapati napi vaishya na shudra. Nacha grihapatir vanastha jatirva. Kintu pradhan nikhila purna mritabdhe gopi bhaktu pada kamalayo. Dasho anudasho dasho ashmi. That's what Mahaprabhu is saying. That's how he is teaching us how to surrender unto him. Dasa Anudasa. Of whose Dasa Anudasa? Gopi Bhakta Padakamalayo. The Bhakta, the Lord of the Gopi, the Master of the Gopis. His servants of the servants of the servants. When I associate with devotees, I always see faults in them. Okay. Very honest admission. When I associate with devotees, I always see faults in them. And I always think I am right and they are wrong. Please help me, Maharaj. How can I overcome this anartha? Okay, simple. Instead of finding faults, try to see the good qualities in the devotees. When you get an opportunity, glorify the devotees. Try to find the good qualities and try to speak loudly about those good qualities to others. And that is the way we can overcome this terrible tendency. Hare Krishna Maharaj, we have all spiritual truth mentioned in Srila Prabhupada's books. But we forget many times even the basics. How do we internalize or realize the spiritual knowledge? Well, again I will say, render devotional service under the guidance of senior devotees. And this will automatically happen. Become the servant of the servant. That's the solution to all our problems. When you are in association of devotees, we maintain a humble attitude towards them. We try to serve them. We try to benefit them. We try to please them. And that is the best way to overcome these anarthas. There are many questions here. Okay. How can I understand below sentences given in scriptures? Sukadev Goswami was there in the womb up to 17 years and did not come out. Yeah. He was there, not 17, but 16 years. About 16 years. He didn't want to come out. And a personality like Sukadev Goswami can do that. They have the power. Vamandev Lord covered all planetary systems in first two steps, and then automatically Bali Maharaj was covered, so then how he put the third step on his head? He left a little space for Bali Maharaj. Four Kumaras didn't grow in size but remain children. Yeah, they are so spiritually advanced that their body has very little material elements, and that doesn't change. So there, you see, like their body is spiritual, practically spiritual body, almost spiritual body. So that's why that body is not changing. And their countenance, their mentality is like these children. Therefore they came in that form and they maintained that form. Our bodies are material. Like you can see, our body changes, but does our mind change very much? The mind practically remains the same. So now consider, if your body is subtle, then will it change, especially when you are situated in perfect spiritual situation? Will that body, which is practically your subtle body, will it change? No. Maharaj, as you explained that as we grow, deha changes, but dehi doesn't change. But as we grow, we get more awareness, maturity, knowledge, experience, understanding of life. So how to understand that dehi is not changing? See, what's the change that you are mentioning about, the knowledge and maturity, awareness, experience, etc., they are actually in the subtle body. That is, these changes are in the subtle body. Mind is changing, not the soul. Soul is the same, the spiritual spark from whom the consciousness is coming. That is the same. Please don't pass any more questions. I already have difficulty answering all these. Let me see whether we can have a kirtan at all today. Srila Prabhupada struggled so much for us. How do we develop gratitude for him? What is the best way to reciprocate with Srila Prabhupada's mercy? Good, very good question. So question is, Srila Prabhupada did so much for us. Now how do we reciprocate? The best way to reciprocate is always remember what Prabhupada has done and remain grateful to that, grateful to Srila Prabhupada. And the best way to reciprocate is by helping Prabhupada's mission. Prabhupada himself said that your love for me will be shown by how you cooperate with each other to continue this mission. So cooperate, try to help, try to work together with other devotees to spread Krishna consciousness, or those who are spreading this Krishna consciousness movement, try to assist them, try to help them. Does the disciple look for the guru, or does the guru find the disciple? You see, when we come across a bona fide spiritual master, then it's up to us to surrender to him. So the onus is actually on the disciple. The guru is not going to say, come and take initiation from me. He may say, take to this path. He'll teach, he'll preach. But it's up to the disciple to surrender. When the disciple surrenders, then the guru accepts him. Just like when Arjun surrendered to Krishna, then only Krishna started to give him the advice, spiritual guidance. Can you tell us about the reincarnation case in which Raghav Pandit, Srila Prabhupada's disciple, reincarnated as Ratnavali? Who is your disciple now? Okay, servant. Is it true story? It doesn't matter. What we were before is not important. What we are now, that's what really matters. And how we are going to take advantage of this opportunity, that's what really matters. How a grihastha can focus on Krishna while he is entangled in hundreds of family occupational duties? Well, that you have to figure out. I am a sannyasi. I don't know what are the grihastha's entanglement. To me it seems that all of them are very nicely situated. So, take advantage of your Krishna consciousness. Jai Shri Shri Gornitai Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Chandra Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande. While practicing Krishna consciousness, Vaishnava etiquettes are very important, but it becomes difficult due to our old conditions. Well, it may be difficult, but you have to keep endeavoring. Like if a patient says that it's difficult to take the medicine, will the doctor listen to that?